What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk. It's Jess today. I honestly have no idea where Mitchell is. Like, I haven't talked to him in a few days. He just got dropped off at college, and so I know he's super busy. And I didn't want to bother him, and, like, obviously he is, like, making all his new friends and meeting his new teammates and trying to figure out his schedule, because I guess they actually are, like, having classes and all of that, so, like, in person, like, not online. So I don't know what's going on with him, and I didn't want to leave you guys on read, and I really wanted to just sit down and chat with y'all. So seeing Mitchell go through this process, it, like, takes me back, and, like, seeing all of the kids moving in to college campuses and stuff, it, like, takes me back to those days when making friends was so easy, at least for most of us. When you're in college, meeting new people, making friends, it's like a given. Everyone's doing it. You are surrounded by so much change and so many people who are obviously on the same track mind as you, at the same school you chose. There's already, like, so many similarities. You know, you're usually rooming with someone who has similar likes to you, whether you get paired with them randomly based off of, like, a quiz, or whether you're going in with a friend or going in with someone that you, I don't even know how people get paired up with roommates, honestly. I ran track in college, so we got paired with our teammates. And so obviously there's that thing in common right there. It's like we both ran track. Mitchell is paired up with a football player, obviously, because they do the same thing. But it just got me thinking, and you guys always ask me this because you know my lifestyle. I move all the time. And when it comes to making new friends outside of school, like outside of college or high school, and when you're in the real world, it is so difficult. And I get that. And I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about how I kind of think of this and, like, how I go about it. Because if you're not in a normal workspace, it makes things, I swear, 10 times harder. Like, if you don't go to work every day and have people around you that are your age or have the similar interests that you have, it just makes things so difficult. And honestly, it can be super scary and, like, self-isolating if you move somewhere new and, you know, you don't have anyone. It also makes me think of, like, COVID, and, like, I feel like so many of you guys are working from home right now, and especially if you are going through this transition in your life where you moved somewhere new and now on top of that you, like, don't even get to meet anyone, it can be very self-isolating, like I said, very intimidating to, like, want to meet new people. So I just wanted to give you guys some tips and, I don't know, like, give you guys my experiences. I've been 3 brand new places in the past, like, 3 years, and have had to make friends from scratch. Like, I wasn't in school or anything like that. And so I feel like I kind of have it down. Like, I don't get nervous if I have to move, and I kind of want to share my experiences with you guys. So first things first is you will never meet anyone if you stay in your box and you stay in your comfort zone. And that's, like, the hardest part for people to do, because I'm not telling you to go out and, like, be crazy and, like, not be yourself, but the initial meeting of any friendship is going to be awkward. Like, no matter what, it's going to be, like, you're going to be wondering, okay, is this person even going to want to talk to me? Like, it's going to be so scary. But I'll tell you right now, if it's not meant to be, that person's never going to see you again, and it's not even going to matter. But if it is meant to be, you guys are not even going to remember that initial awkwardness. You're just going to remember, like, where you were when you met, or, like, how you met, if that makes any sense. Like, I'll give you an example. So the other night I was at dinner with a friend, and the friend I'm referring to is someone who I met recently who lives in my apartment building, who I just started talking to, and we really hit it off. And when we were out to dinner, a girl came and sat at our table, like, by herself. It was a high top table, so it was, like, not really, like, awkward, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was down on the other end. And she was like by herself the whole time. And we kind of thought she was like a food critic. Like we didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden, my friend Amy turns to her and just starts talking to her. And then she's like, the girl was about to leave. And she's like, let me get your number. And it made me think right then and there, like, that's what I did to Amy. Like when I met her, I was like, oh, well, let me get your number. And it sounds like weird because at first you're thinking like, wait, does this person think I'm like hitting on them? Or like, you never know. It's 2020, right? Like it's, you feel awkward like asking for someone's number when you just met them. But it's not like that. Like, especially when you're older too, you just have to not feel afraid. And you have to know too that when you do meet someone who is out of school, they're going through the same thing that you are, especially if they are... especially when they're young adults, right out of school, working a new job in a location where they don't know anyone. But another thing is they could actually be in a town that maybe they grew up in and maybe they have a group of friends, and there you have already made like 10 friends right there. I feel like that's what happened when I came to Tampa. It's like we made a couple friends, but those couple of friends like have lived here for years and they have a number of friends, and so now we have like such a big family here, just like a big group, and that just stems off of like people knowing people and then those people hooking you up with their people. And yeah, but it's all about that initial not being afraid to meet someone and put yourself out there. And it was so sweet because the girl who ended up that we met at the restaurant, she was literally just out having dinner by herself. She didn't really have any friends to go out with. And I just thought that was so amazing that she had the courage to just go out in hopes of maybe running into someone. If you really, really want something, you have to put yourself in positions where it's going to happen, if that makes sense. Like, you can sit in your house by yourself all day and wish on new friends and hope that you meet someone. But if you're not actually putting yourself in positions to do that, it's not going to happen. So just remember that. I like to always refer to this. One time I was in church and I got this message. I don't know why. You know how you just remember random things in life? I like remember this message from church, like a church service like years ago. I don't even remember what church I was at or anything. But he was talking about basically like you can pray on a better relationship with you and your husband. Pray on, you know, whatever it is that you want to change. If you're praying about that every day, that's like the first step. That's really great. But what God is going to do is he's going to present you with opportunities. He's not just going to come and wave his magic wand and like fix what you're praying about. So for instance, this is like an example that always makes me think of this. I prayed on new friends, okay? You guys are going to be like, you have so many friends. Why would you pray on new friends? Coming out of college, I had a good 4 girlfriends and they all left. Like I was stuck in my college town because Brent was still playing football and I was stuck there and all of my college friends got jobs and moved away. And they were all in different states. One went back to Canada. Like I just felt so isolated and like sad. And so like every day I was like praying on new friends. But I wasn't necessarily like doing anything to make those new friends. I heard that message and then I was like, okay, so I'm praying on new friends. And then all of a sudden, all these opportunities started popping up where I was asked to like maybe go to a dinner. And where I normally would have turned something down, I was just like saying yes to all of those opportunities, which then led to new friendships and led to more opportunities, meeting more people. Yeah, it was like the way it all happened, it was really fast. And I always like, this is why my relationship with Shelby, you guys, if you know me and follow my vlog, Shelby is one of my good friends who I met during this time of my life, actually, when I was like really lonely and she like came out of nowhere. I don't even know. I was like, I always tell her like that, like God gave me her. So then we started moving. And the first place was Boca, and the same thing happened. Like, all these opportunities came up to meet new people. I'm like super old school. I like to just like meet people on the streets. Like, look, I'm like literally telling you to go out on the streets and just like talk to people. No, I mean, like, when you see someone and you're just genuinely having conversation and being nice, you're not really scouting a friend. You're just kind of like being social, I guess, is what I'm saying. And if you're, it can turn into a friendship or it can't. My request for you guys, if you're listening to this episode and you really want to meet new friends, is I'm going to give you guys a challenge, and I want you to message me at the end of the week and tell me if you completed this challenge. So I know it's COVID. I know it's going to be hard, but it's not impossible. People are still out living their lives, mask and all. So put your mask on and go outside. And I want you to talk to three strangers and just say, hi, how are you? It literally doesn't even have to be a conversation, but to just say, hi, how are you, to someone, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're getting coffee. Go up to them and tell them you love their shirt. Tell them you love their hair. Compliments are always great conversation starters. And you might be really surprised. If you do three people a day for a week, what's 3 times 7? Are we serious? That's 21 random people that you've talked to. And out of those 21 people, I bet you that one of those people you're going to see again or possibly have a longer conversation with. And you know what? Even if it doesn't become anything, you can be so proud of yourself for stepping out of your comfort zone and talking to someone new and even getting that little bit of social interaction with someone new. I'm challenging you guys to talk to your random people this week. If you only get 2 today, then you have to get 4 tomorrow. Like, I literally mean, I want you guys to talk to 21 people this week. So yeah, and if you can't, if you live in an area where like no one's out or there's not a lot of young people, you can totally take the social media route too and like comment on a random person's picture that you know is like in your location or your area or something. I don't really know how you would look that up, but I feel like there's ways to look that up. Kind of creepy, but like not in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because like, you never know, people are always looking for new friends. I hope that you make a new friend out of this, and it's always good to have people around you who you can lean on, and especially when you are grown and out of the house and by yourself, or maybe just with a boyfriend or a new fiance or husband or whatever it is. It's always good to have new people. Everyone needs a friend, right? And like, I feel like nowadays everyone prioritizes themselves and their own schedule, and we're all so busy and no one has time to make new friends. But true friendships are what helps get us through these stressful, long, busy days and give us some relief and some love. And I encourage you guys to go out and meet new people. I love you guys so much. Thanks for listening to this episode. I will definitely be back next week with Mitchell. And he can tell us about all his new friends that he's made in college. If you want to keep up with me, my Instagram is JessicaStockstill_. YouTube, you can just type in Jessica Howell or Jessica Stockstill. Something will pop up and you can follow me on there. And love y'all so much. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to y'all so soon. Bye.